This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 at the hour, Thursday, 8/7/14. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here as we go through some of the news from last night, some of the news from yesterday, some of the things that people will be talking about today in depth in this hour, starting with the House Veterans Affairs Committee. The chairman of the committee is accusing the VA of what appears to be an attempt to mislead Congress and the public by manipulating the number of veterans who died as a result of delays in care. Now, is this the new VA secretary or the old VA secretary, Kenny?
About whose fault it is?
Well, the essence of the letter that went over to the new Secretary of the Veterans, this is from Jeff Miller, one of the architects, along with the Senator Bernie Sanders, of that VA rehab bill. Miller says that the VA continues to give questionable information. The fact sheet that's distributed now to a number of people in the committee and the overview of what they've been studying since April leads him and others to believe that the VA is, in the present tense, consistently given information in testimony and to journalists that is just a lie. And so we're back to this business about the not just we worry about politicians, but bureaucrats who have no credibility. The lies continue. We know that the guy that runs the CIA is a liar. You know the people at the IRS are liars. And now the VA, full of, not just at the top, but pretty much across the board, these people are liars. And so not only do they dishonor government, but they dishonor the people who have earned our respect. And I guess the trust that we talk about today happens to be Purple Heart Day for your purposes of remembering. If you didn't study this in history, General George Washington wanted to honor courageous soldiers in the Revolutionary War. So on this date in 1782, he ordered the creation of a purple cloth heart with a silver braided edge. The badge of military merit was awarded to 3 Revolutionary War soldiers. That's pretty interesting, pretty compelling, isn't it, huh? So these people who won our trust, these people who have served, we've asked them to do things that many of us wouldn't do ourselves. So as a result of that, we lie to them, we cheat them, we steal from them their most precious, valuable asset, which is their lives. And they continue. I'm looking at a fact sheet from last April, Kenny, confirming 76 patients were harmed as a result of delays in gastrointestinal care. And of these 76 patients, 23 passed away. So the recent documents, however, from the VA, which were sent over to Congressman Miller, show that these deaths actually came from a much shorter period, from 2010 to 2012, but in the first message, the deaths went all the way back to 1999. And Shinseki repeated this information during a news briefing on Capitol Hill before he was summarily sent back to the showers. So there have to be some comments, I'm guessing, on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Those are the ways to reach us on social media. Email to Doug or Ken. Ken Kessler here with me, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. You can dial 888-302-3684 with comments as well. So what do we have, Kenny, that adds to already embarrassing and worse than that, libelous actions on the part of the people all through the VA?
Well, Ashley says a lot of what you just said. The IRS lies, the VA lies, no one in government tells the truth anymore.
Mm-hmm. So what good is it? Why should we support it with our tax dollars? Maybe that's the thing to do, to have a revolt that starts with not paying our taxes. You want our money? We've agreed as Americans to support our government, to support our country, not necessarily our government. We support our country. So if, in fact, they can't do what we're paying them to do, then we don't pay them to do it. If somebody comes to mow your lawn and they do a lousy job, or they don't show up at all and they send you a bill, you don't pay it. If the guy who comes to fix your washing machine doesn't, in fact, fix it, but makes it worse, and then you don't pay him until he fixes it right. Right? Isn't that it? I mean, what's the common thread here? The common thread is that these people don't do what we are paying them to do, so why do we keep paying them?
That's the question.
Yeah, I think that's the question. Anyway, so there's this Robert McDonald as the VA secretary, new VA secretary. Let's see what he does. In the meantime, more on the Veterans Administration, the status of things with someone who's on sort of on the inside. That comes up next here as Doug Steffen takes a look at you. I don't even like that, takes a look, because it's a radio program. How about we examine what's going on in the VA as that continues here. Things you need to know on Good Day.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house,
fans
rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today 866-456-7805 or just go to DougSteffen.com. Click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougSteffen.com.
Nasal Cord Allergy 24-Hour. The first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasal Cord stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasal Cord. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, 16 after the hour. Gretchen Martins, who has brought new meaning to the old song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon. Matter of fact, her website is untyingtheyellowribbon.com, is here. Been involved in helping veterans for a long time. The place I'd like to start, Gretchen, is with the latest numbers. Before we talk about what the politicians on both sides of the aisle tried to do last week, what are the actual numbers as the dust settles in this foolishness, the vets who have not been seen, vets who have been waiting for appointments, vets who have died, are there updated numbers?
They are still focusing in on the numbers. So the numbers are, sadly still the same as what they are, more than 150,000 veterans who haven't been seen, waiting for care, some of them waiting for care as much as 2 years. So the thing that's missing in that new bill that I noticed is actually the very intensive audit of all of these VA facilities that would give us the exact numbers. But for people who may not have tuned in before, more than 40 dead veterans in Phoenix alone, yeah. 100 veterans who died and are waiting to be buried in the L.A. morgue. Every day, the VA scandal just gets worse and worse.
All right, so the essence of the bill, let's dig that apart a little bit more. Bernie Sanders, and I forget the congressman's name, Jim... Help me, who's the Republican congressman?
Oh, Miller.
Miller,
Jim,
that's
Miller,
right.
From the House.
Right. Yeah. So their idea is to make it easier to fire the people who are incompetent, which is always a swell thing to say, not as easily done in the government that we have here, the way they protect these union folks. The other thing that's troubling about the reality here is that $5 billion, $10 billion, why would we spend any more money unless you completely redid the organization? Well, throwing money at this, even if you can get rid of the old, there still is a culture there that has allowed this to happen. And frankly, for one, I don't want to support spending any more money and not another nickel. They have a big budget. Let them use it efficiently. What's your reaction to that?
I actually 100% agree. What we know is that in the past 5 years alone, the budget at the VA has increased by 60%.
Yeah.
So clearly throwing money at the issue is not solving the problem. And the way that they've sort of narrowed down the bill, because there's a lot of concern about the long-term care costs of giving veterans this choice card and saying, well, have at it, go to any private health care system you want to, that they've allocated $10 billion, but it's actually put us all, and I say all because we're all citizens paying taxes, it's put us on the line for far more than that. So I absolutely agree with you.
All right, so then what is the solution?
Well, I think, number one, you're very correct that we need to actually recreate the whole system and deal with the endemic problems, and that's something where I'm very hopeful that Bob McDonald, coming from the Fortune 500, and he's gotten a lot of actually very nasty criticism, well, just because the man can sell Pampers, can he fix the VA? But he's a business person, and what he brought to Procter & Gamble was process improvement. It was leadership. It was fixing broken systems. So hopefully he'll be able to do a job, but he has a long road ahead of him.
Well, under the circumstances, this fellow may bring, and you wonder sometimes why people volunteer for this stuff. Let's not judge him before he actually gets a chance to do his work. Regardless of whether you support the Obama administration, we all know how horrible this all has been. So let's give him a chance and see what he can do. But he ought not to be given more money. I think we all pretty much agree on that. So you have... I want to underscore the books that you've written, Untying the Yellow Ribbon, Transforming How Veterans and Communities Thrive, is one of the things that people will find if they go to untyingtheyellowribbon.com. That's the website for this group of veteran supporters led by Gretchen Martins. So you may want to, if you're a member of this group or concerned about it, as most of us are, try checking out the website again, untyingtheyellowribbon.com. Gretchen Martins, thanks for being here on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Jennifer, we'll be here. All right, so time for our daily one-hit wonder contest. Playing a song now by a group that only had one hit here in America. They were big in other countries, had many hits in other countries, but this group only had one hit, and you're listening to it right now. If you can tell us the name of this group, dial 888-302-3684, and if you're the correct caller with the right answer, we'll send you a CD with a number of one-hit wonder hits on the CD. It's Barbie Girl, that's the name of the song. Barbie Girl, big smash hit, 1997 was the year. Again, the number to call for the identity of the group, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Tell us the name of this group. So maybe as I pass along a few tidbits, Kenny, it might be easier for people to figure this out. Four-person Danish-Norwegian dance group. Controversy over the song's naughty lyrics. Not going to repeat some of them. Sorry. I'm supposed to be a little more conservative than that line, am I not? We already pulled one faux pas with a late-night monologue. Audio. We'll not do that again. Anyway, this group originally was called Joy Speed. The lead singer, Len Nystrom, got into the group, recorded their first single, Itsy Bitsy Spider, that apparently bombed, right? That's why I only have one group. Let's see here. Mattel filed a lawsuit against the record label claiming the song had tarnished Barbie's reputation. Again, the name of the song is Barbie Girl. Judge threw out of court and said to both parties, chill out. The group agreed to reunite for a series of 25 concerts about 7 years ago, but it was canceled after 8 concerts because they didn't do well ticket-wise. So that's basically the story of this group. 888-302-3684 as we figure out what the name of the group is for a CD with all these one-hit wonder hits on them. Our thought for the day today, something that most of the time when I come up with these these things, they have relevance to the day or to some experience that hopefully many of us are going through. Thought for the day, the quality of our expectations determine the quality of our actions. What expectations do you have? I think a lot of times we are so critical of so many things, and I fall into this. Do we, by the criticism, bring about more of the malfeasance that caused us to be critical in the first place? Something to think about, even with regard to ourselves. The old inner critic. But don't be too critical of yourself. Give yourself a break. It's time now for us to pick somebody who looks like, let's see, where do we have somebody that looks interesting? Everybody looks interesting. Chad is in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Chad, hi.
How's it going?
Well, how about with you?
It's going great, thank you.
All right, what was going on with you in 1997?
1997, I was in Germany, stationed in the Army, and it was pretty big over there, that song.
This song was? Well, this group was big over there. They had other hits beside this song elsewhere beside America, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you knew about them. Okay, the name of the group is?
It's Aqua.
Aqua.
Well, Barbie, let's go party.
That's Jennifer over here. She'd be having a lot of fun with this. I actually don't remember this song. Kenny, you remember this song?
Oh, yeah. It was a big summertime hit.
All right. Huge. Summertime. Yeah. All right. So you were stationed where, Chad, in Germany?
I was in Baumholder at the time.
Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was great. I really enjoyed Germany. I had a five-year-old at the time, so this song was really a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. I bet. All right, well, we'll send you this CD. Hope you have fun with that. Thank you, sir. Chad on Good Day.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squire Telecaster for just $89, a Delta Labs clip-on guitar tuner for only $10, or Pearl Cajon drum for just $79. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues, but people now drinking our BuzzBox Coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared. How about that? Just by switching to BuzzBox Coffee. The reason isn't quite as mystical as it sounds. Coffee beans contain a delicate oil, which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it becomes rancid or rotten. How happy do you think your digestive system would be if you consumed rotten food? The same negative reaction is experienced when you ingest stale or rotten coffee. You simply can't purchase a coffee that's fresher than BuzzBox coffee. But if freshness isn't enough for you to choose BuzzBox, perhaps price will be. Did you know that the average price of K-Cups is 80 cents compared to just 25 cents for BuzzBox coffee? That's based on drinking 2 pounds of coffee a month. That translates into a savings of $699 a year. Folks, join us in experiencing the best of the best. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's a great coffee. Helps support my Eastleigh farm. BuzzBox coffee is delicious, so together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805. That's toll free, 866-456-7805. Or maybe it's easier to go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Another chorus of good day. Hello. It's Thursday, as I've said before, but why not remind you again? Although, the more I say Thursday, after I think about how recently it was that I said Monday, it doesn't seem like more than 4 or 5 minutes ago that it was Monday, and maybe next Monday it'll sound and feel the same way, Kenny. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, with the in-depth overviews of some of the things, in a rather animated way, I hope, that'll get you to think more about some of the issues in depth, taking apart sometimes two or three, four different things in the same hour rather than 13, 14, or 15 that we might do in an average hour of Good Day. So, to the point, I've said how many times, Kenny, on the air, I don't really get worked up about what the Russians are doing in Ukraine because it doesn't affect us directly. That doesn't mean that I think we should ignore what's going on. It just doesn't seem to feel to me that it is something that causes us any imminent grave danger or harm because Putin, although he's got brass you-know-whats, he's not going to do something stupid. And one wonders whether this falls under the category of doing something stupid or not. You've all heard that the United States and Europe have imposed sanctions on Russia, right? Because of their involvement in Ukraine to begin with and the suspicion that if they didn't shoot the plane down, they were involved or complicit in shooting down the plane. So, now that we've done our thing, the Russians have decided they're going to do their thing. So, Mr. Putin announced yesterday that his country will ban all imports of food from our country, all fruit and vegetables that they've been buying from Europe, no more. So, is that going to hurt them? Or is it going to hurt the Europeans and the Americans. We got plenty of markets for our meat. Yeah, we want to have as many markets as possible. But under the circumstances, when you consider how bad the Russian agricultural economy is, because the weather's bad, the country's bad in terms of topographical items that would play into raising good food. And one of the reasons they wanted the Ukraine is because it's called the market basket. Now, there are some areas near the Crimea where there's pretty fertile ground. But in general, they don't have enough food to feed their people. So that's going to hurt us to a point. It's going to hurt the Europeans. But one measures the impact of it on their people, and one wonders what the Russians are thinking about this. The measure hits consumers back there who rely on cheap imports and on farmers from the West. This is a big market for us to the Russians, but once again, as a matter of fact, the Russians are the biggest buyer of European fruit and vegetables and the second biggest importer of U.S. poultry. However, again, what about their own ability? Where are they going to get this stuff is the question. So, again, is Putin punishing himself? Is he punishing the countries that impose sanctions on Russia? The ban on EU and U.S. goods would be quite substantial, the press was told in Moscow yesterday. It would specifically include poultry, although there's not a full list of banned goods. Poultry, what does that mean? Chicken, turkey, yada, yada, yada. This latest salvo in the war of economic sanctions escalating as the fighting escalates. There's a story in the AP today about whether or the suggestion is that we have now officially become worried about Russia invading the Ukraine. And that comes from Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel speaking to reporters at a U.S. European command in Stuttgart, Germany. Hagel said he agrees with Poland's foreign minister, who said that the increase in Russian forces near Ukraine's border heightened the risk of an invasion. And then what happens after that? Is this just, you know, these people that have as their business fear and lack of hope? Hagel, not the brightest guy in the world, probably not the best defense secretary we've ever had. But when he says, quote, when you see the buildup of Russian troops and the sophistication of those troops, training of the troops, heavy military equipment is being put along the border, it does seem to be a reality, or at least a threat or a possibility. So NATO, U.S. forces say there are about 20,000 Russian troops there this week. They also say that Russia continues to train and equip separatists. So what's the game plan here? And if Russia does invade, what, they don't think there's going to be any pushback? They think we're all going to be cowards? We're all just going to say, oh, okay, you can have it. What are people saying? Again, our Facebook page is facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What do we have from some of our listeners about the latest developments here, Kenny?
Ivan says, everyone keeps talking about what Putin's endgame is in the Ukraine. Why do we care? What is the U.S. endgame in Ukraine?
What is it? What ought to be our endgame is the question, isn't it? What is the best position for us to be in? Don't be involved, or if it affects Americans who are there. I mean, the general tone of the world ought to be against Mr. Putin, not just the United States. It shouldn't once again be the U.S. versus Russia. It ought to be the rest of the world versus Russia. And I think it is, although you never really hear. I was thinking about this with all those African leaders that were in Washington this week and how our focus was on them and what we could do to improve the lives of the people that live in those countries. And then I'm thinking, okay, why is it that we never hear from African leaders on stuff like this, right? Why do we never hear from South America? What do the Argentinians think of the Russians possibly invading Ukraine, right? If you live in Chile or Guatemala, what do you think of the possibility? It's always the United States and Europe. What is Greenland? What do people think in Iceland about the Russians possibly invading the Ukraine? Right? Would you like to know that?
You never hear about what anybody else thinks. And when you do, a lot of people say, well, who cares?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who say that. America as well. What other comments you got, Kenny?
Julius says, we need to treat Putin like the crime boss he is. Go after his money and don't let up.
He is, in a sense, he's like a mobster. He really is. He's a little guy, short little guy with a little wee-wee probably, because that's what happens. Little guys like Napoleon and Adolf Hitler, they have to, and they are able to get away with it, make up for what they don't, they can't do in their own personal lives by being bullies. That's how they become big and strong and powerful and get away with this stuff, because the rest of the world turns away from it. That may be the way to think about it. Think about Napoleon and Hitler. And put that face or that mask on Putin. I think that maybe is what you're dealing with. Food for thought as we continue. There's more to be said on this. Stand by for more on this. Is more of a focus on the plane coming up next year on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, partnering with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is here, so let the outdoor grilling begin. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 51% of Americans are likely to have between 5 and 10 barbecues this summer, and many will be grilling pork. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Requiring basic preparation and short cook time, pork is perfect for summer cookouts. Simply get a pork loin and cut it into medallions. Cover the medallions with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill the pork for about 2 minutes aside until browned and caramelized. Reduce the heat and continue cooking for about 5 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262. All right, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I happy to have Colleen Rowley, who's a retired FBI agent, former legal counsel. who wrote a memo about the FBI's failures before September 11th, testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee, one of Time Magazine's Persons of the Year in 2002, a member of the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. So what is there about the Ukraine that attracts or appeals interest outside of that area? Why is this something that we ought to be involved in from the point of view, I guess, of the Obama administration, of Americans in general? Or do we do what we do so well? We sort of do hit-and-run stuff, Colleen. What do you say?
Right. Our Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity put out a memo on July 29th calling for the Obama intelligence community to release its evidence showing that that Russia was, or the separatists were responsible for shooting down the Malaysian Flight 17. Because the reason we called for this to release its evidence is because we do see that this is on very similar to the lead up to Iraq, where there's fuzzy evidence put out about weapons of mass destruction. The same thing happened, of course, with Libya and Syria. There's been what they call fixing the intelligence from the policy. So they design a policy of going into war or regime change, and then they release little bits and scraps in the media so that you get the New York Times and other major things reporting these things without real evidence. You know, if you think about it, the Ukraine, of course, is already in a war where the Kiev government is bombarding certain parts of eastern Ukraine. Our satellites, our intelligence apparatus has to be fixed on that area. And if there are no photographs showing that these missile systems were taken from Russia into the Ukraine and then used by the separatists as Ukraine is claiming, then if there are no photographs, that really lowers the value of these allegations that are being made. And, of course, the consequences and the what we're risking here is not only Cold War, but we're even risking worse than Cold War.
Who's we, Colleen? In this equation, who's we?
Well, the United States is risking. Obviously, they've dusted their manuals off to start Cold War II. That's been reported that Dempsey has taken the old books out and, to restart Cold War II. The worst is, of course, that the Ukraine, Kiev government that is actually bombarding the separatists, and the separatists are fighting back, that is a hot war. And it's very likely that the United States, now there's also calls for the United States to provide training to the Kiev government, etc. So we are looking at a very similar situation as led to hot wars on, even if you go back all the way to Vietnam. By the way, it's a sad coincidence that today is the day the United States dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. And I think that we have to be aware of these situations and demand as people. When I say we, of course, our group of signing veteran intelligence professionals has over nearly 300 years of experience. But the average American citizen who reads should also be demanding that if we are to make these allegations, we need the evidence. And it would not be hard for the Obama administration to actually order what they call a national intelligence estimate. That's where the different intelligence agencies, at least the 16 now or more, all provide input as to what they know. We're hearing from sources that it simply is not true that the evidence shows without doubt that it was the separatists that launched the missile. There's a lot of other evidence. Even photographs now are showing the hull of the Malaysian flight looking like it was shot. And so there's a lot of reason to suspect that this, that these allegations are not correct. And we should be demanding the truth.
Well, demanding and thinking that Putin doesn't care. He's not interested in responding. We have about 30 seconds here, and I'm interested in what you think about this new leaker who's disclosing U.S. Secrets. What's your take on the leakers in general, the Snowdens of the world?
People like Daniel Ellsberg during Vietnam, and even Deep Throat at the end of Vietnam, who knew about Watergate. I mean, I think that people who are in these positions who know the truth, and let's assume there is a person in the U.S. intelligence that knows that there is evidence that contradicts this official narrative. What do you do when you see that? What do you do when you're put in those positions? There is no way internally to get information out. Snowden, of course, knew that there was no way he would be retaliated against. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Colleen. Time's up. Colleen Rowley from the profession, the Intelligence Professionals for Sanity.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Warren Eckstein, man, am I always happy to hear from him on the Good Day program, as I love to talk about my pet. You love to talk about your pet. You love to learn, and Warren is a great teacher. So, in just a matter of moments, we're going to delve into the world of pets, the latest pet invention. There's a book, by the way, that Warren's written. How many books have you written altogether?
Well, I'm tired now. 11.
11 books. All right, the one I like the best is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. That's the one that I like the best of all of your books. Which one do you like best?
The one I'm working on, I'm thinking of writing a book called All Dogs Are Jewish or They Went to Catholic School Because They Make Us Feel So Guilty. That's the next
one.
It's a
long title. You have to see if you can do something to maybe squeeze that down a little bit. All right, so Warren talks pets in just a minute here on Good Day.
The
today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. What if your office lamp could tell your coworkers where you were? That's the thinking behind Place Lamp, which syncs with your smartphone to set up geofences that detect how far you are from your lamp. In the office, but not at your desk, the lamp can glow blue. Out of the office on your lunch break, the lamp can glow yellow. Out of the country on vacation, the lamp can glow red. If you're sitting at your desk, Place Lamp acts like a traditional desk lamp and provides light for your tasks. You can also use the lamp to set up notifications, like changing color when you get an email from your boss or have it wink pink if a loved one texts you. The Place Lamp is entirely automated, which means you can set it and forget it. Place Lamp isn't available for purchase yet. The team is looking into cheaper bulbs than the Philips Hue, but it does offer a sneak peek into the connected office. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
So, Warren, I have an email from a fellow named Jeff who says, 3 years ago, my 11-year-old chocolate lab Butch was diagnosed with a very large and fast-growing tumor around his heart. The event estimated approximately 2 weeks Butch had to live. I had so many questions for the doctor after I left the clinic, but was so devastated I couldn't even ask or talk about this without breaking down. I called after a couple of days. The doctor said that I will know when it was time for him to be put to sleep. The same day last week that Butch the same day last week that Butch got so he could hardly walk 20 feet with laying down and being out of breath, I was listening to Doug Stephan. Your discussion included a statement, your pet's eyes will tell you when it's time. And I have talked to you about that with regard to Charlotte. Richie asked me once on the air, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, that I was preparing for Charlotte. Well, no, I'm not going to prepare for Charlotte. Charlotte's going to be like the rest of us. But I have, because of all of the focus on Charlotte and her accident and losing her sight, a lot of pressure came to bear for a while until people saw Charlotte recovering. You know, the thought was that I, even one of the vets said, well, you know, if it had been me, I'd have put her to sleep when the accident happened. Yeah. I might have, because I thought for a while that she wanted to go, but I don't feel that at all now, and I think she'll tell me when she wants to go. And I wonder how that philosophy works with you.
I agree 100% of the time. In other words, there are so many times I get calls on my show, Doug, where people have been told by either a veterinarian or our well-meaning friends or family, you know, put the dog to sleep. It's not fair for the dog. It's not fair for this. The only person that knows their dog or their cat that well is the person that lives with them 24/7. Right. And I honestly believe, and I'm not the most spiritual guy in the world, but I honestly believe that your animals will definitely let you know when it's time to move on to that rainbow bridge. Looking in their eyes, their body language, or even some type, you know, I believe we have some type of communication with our pets that is beyond what we understand.
Absolutely.
And so when it's time, they will, like when I had to put my dog to sleep about 2 months ago, Skyler, we lay down, we looked in each other's eyes, and tears in my eyes, I knew it was time for Sky to move on to the rainbow bridge.
Yeah. There's a lot of hype on hypoallergenic drugs for dogs. Is there this business about allergies? Is it overplayed, or do dogs really, are they more sensitive? We have about 30 seconds here than are humans to allergies.
I think because, you know, we keep our dogs inside nowadays, which is a good thing, and we kind of don't give them the opportunity to be around things. So I think you're absolutely right. I think there are more allergens that affect our pets nowadays than ever before. Well, probably part of it is also it's much more readily diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. So do you believe in shots and things for dogs? Dogs that have allergies, do you think that's the way to go?
If the allergies are severe enough, yes. I had one of my dogs on shots for years, and he did absolutely fine. But you got to work with the right veterinarian to come out with a shot specifically for your pet.
Yeah, there's a serum that gets mixed up after they understand the problems. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.